Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I just wanted to share a quick thought with you in the middle of the day today. We just got up from what felt like Shiva. We sat on Sunday all morning for a lot of us, or most of the morning for a lot of us, mourning over so many horrible, horrible events that happened throughout our history, starting, of course, with the times of the burning of the Beis HaMikdash and going throughout Jewish history. In the course of Jewish history, so many things which happened on Tisha B'Av proper, and so many things which relate to the day of Tisha B'Av because of the terrible tragedy and destruction which we experienced. And we, as we exit Tisha B'Av and as we lift the restrictions of Tisha B'Av and the restrictions of the 9 days, and we start to, again, unveil ourselves and start to experience the removal of the feelings of mourning and sadness, the avelus, so we're all of a sudden thrown into what's called Shabbos Nachmu. And Shabbos Nachmu is obviously titled that way because of the Haftarah that we read, that the Navi cries out, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, that we should be consoled, that there should be condolences, there should be a feeling of Nechama that we should all experience after a Tisha B'Av. And in the simplest understanding, it's true that the Navi is not referring to our times right now. The Navi is referring to a future time when we'll have a true Nechama, that Amitza Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash will come, it should be soon. But it's clear also throughout history, it's clear even the Navi itself is probably referring to this, that there's some sort of Necham we're supposed to be feeling at this point in our lives, even before the Beis HaMikdash has come. And the Shevda Nechamta that we're experiencing, the 7 weeks of Haftarahs that relate to Nechama, to condolences, to feeling consoled, and to feeling a little bit better, assuaging our feelings, so to speak, after the Avelis, we're supposed to somehow in these moments already be feeling those feelings of Nechama, those feelings of condolences, of feeling a little bit better, of feeling a little bit uplifted. And the question which everyone asks is, how is that possible? How are we supposed to feel Nechama? We sat for hours and hours on Tisha B'Av crying, we're trying to cry about the tragedies which have befallen us over the generations, and they do not cease. They have not stopped. We just cry and we add more every year, personal and national tragedies. What Nechama are we supposed to be experiencing? What are we supposed to feel consoled about? How has anything gotten better or changed in any way whatsoever in our present lives? So to answer that question, at least on one level, and to provide something, at least a food for thought to think about as we go through this week, and as we move forward into Shabbos Nachmu itself, and as we again contemplate this going forward throughout the Shevda Nechemta, and hopefully for the rest of our lives, it's important to think about the following Dvar Torah. The Pasuk tells us in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Shiftecha u'mishantecha heima yinachamuni. We know we sing this by Shalash Shiddes, so people know the term. Shiftecha u'mishantecha heima yinachamuni. Your shevet and your mish'an, your rod, your stick, the cattle prod of the cattle driver, Hema yinachamuni. What does the word yinachamuni mean? So it sounds familiar. It has the shorish of nun ches mem, nechama. And the truth is, there are other usages of that shoresh. We have in the Torah, velo nacham Elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not nacham the Jewish people. Nacham in that sense means lead or guide the Jewish people. So Hema yinachamuni in this context might mean shiftecha mishantecha, your stick guides me along the way, so to speak. But it's clear in the Mefarshim that they understand by yinachamuni to mean nechama, to mean condolences. And the question is, we usually think that I could hear if HaKadosh Baruch Hu hits us with a stick. So I wouldn't call that nechama. I wouldn't call that condolences. I would call that a punishment. If a person then does tshuva and realizes, oh, I got hit by Hashem because I need to do tshuva, they do tshuva and they come closer to Hashem, then there's a nechama. Then there's a feeling of feeling better after what had happened. But how is it shiftecha u'mishantecha, this stick itself, the haka'a, the hitting on my back of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu smacking me and guiding me along the way? How is that itself, Hema yinachamuni? How is that a nechama? So Rav Pinkus has a beautiful explanation. He gives a mashal. It's not even a mashal. It's exactly what the pasuk is referring to. He says, imagine you have a sheep that is being guided by a shepherd, and the sheep gets lost in the desert, and it's 115 degrees outside, and the sheep is dying of thirst, just waiting, pining to find that next stream of water, and it's just nowhere to be found. The sheep is lost. It doesn't know its directions. And all of a sudden, in the distance, as he's starting to despair, he hears the shouting of the angry shepherd. You sheep, what are you doing? You're not paying attention to the rules. You're going off, you're yelling and angry. And he hears his adon, his baal, his shepherd, the roeh, coming closer to him. And as the shepherd gets closer, he feels something on his back. And it stings. It hurts. It's the shiftecha u'mishantecha. It's the rod, the cattle prod. It's the stick the shepherd is hitting angrily the sheep in order to show it where to go. Now, at that moment, what does the sheep feel? So the sheep feels pain. And the sheep maybe feels a little bit of hope. Oh, if I feel this pain, it might lead to a stream of water soon, because usually my shepherd knows how to get me there. But Pinkus says, you know what the sheep really feels at the deepest level? The sheep feels nechama, condolences, at that very moment. Listen closely. It's true. It's painful. It hurts. Nobody likes to get hit. The sheep doesn't like being stricken by its roeh, by its shepherd. But when that stick lands on his back, when that hit registers, he feels in that moment, ah, my shepherd is here. Ah, I'm back with the person who's guiding me. I might actually find water. And regardless of what's happening right now, I know it's a future point that I'll find the water. But in this moment, I'm no longer alone. I have these stripes on my back, this hard stick that's hurting me and hitting me consistently shows me that someone who cares about me is here and I'm no longer lost. We sit for hours on Tisha B'Av crying or trying to cry about the tragedy that had befallen us throughout our history and throughout recent history. And as we sit there on Tisha B'Av, the focus is supposed to be on the avelus, the sadness, the pain of those moments. But as we exit Tisha B'Av, and as we enter into Shabbos Nachamu and the Shevda Nechemta and going forward the rest of the year, we have to realize that those hits from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the broken Beis HaMikdash, the burnt Svarim, the burnt Rachman Atzlan people over the generations, those are certainly Hakaz, those are Yisurin, those are painful, those are Avelos, but they are also in Nechama, because they also prove to us that throughout our history, both far and recent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been there with us. He has been a shepherd who is hitting us and guiding us along the way. It hurts, it stings, but shivtecha u'mishantecha, heima yinachamuni, the stick itself, that pain itself, is a feeling of nechama, of realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And as we move forward, we should be b'siyat d'shmai, think about this message. There are things in our life that are challenging. Some of them deserve a Tisha B'Av, Rahman al-Islam. Some of them don't deserve a Tisha B'Av. Some of them are not as big a deal. But no matter what that pain is, however acute and however strong that feeling is to you, realize that pain is not only hurt, but is also a feeling of comfort and condolences that you're in the company of the Ribono Shel Olam, our shepherd, who is slowly, slowly guiding us along the way towards the Binyan Beis HaMikdash.